WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents are meeting in College Station today.
The regents are being asked to consider approving 6 construction projects with a combined total of $238 million. At the top of the list is the Health Science Center's second medical research and education building. The estimated project cost almost $104 million. Next, an $86 million biocontainment research facility that's supposed to conduct research on infectious agents and diseases in plants, animals, and humans. There are 2 projects on West Campus, $6.5 million outdoor teaching facility called the Gardens, and a $17 million support building. Another residence hall on the main campus is proposed to have a replacement of its air conditioning and heating system. Price tag for the work at Mosier Hall, $15 million. And Regents would consider the construction of a new electric substation at the flagship campus at a cost of almost $10 million. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
3 busloads of College Station School District students, administrators, board members, and other supporters will be visiting all campuses this morning. It's the 17th year that CSISD's Educational Foundation is awarding teacher grants.
Marking the $1 millionth that we have given back to College Station ISD in the form of innovative teaching grants. Our teachers are so passionate about what they do. So many of them have great ideas, but don't have the funding and things that they can do to implement some of these ideas.
Executive Director Teresa Benden says 52 grants will be awarded this morning, totaling more than $141,000. Bryan School District administrators are in the process of determining teaching assignments next year associated with the start of 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibarra told the school board this week that teachers will be notified of their new assignments before the holiday break. Parents and students will be notified in late January or early February.
When we come back from the holiday season, once again, we have a number of students that have moved. Due to our mobility, it's incumbent upon us to check once again, what is your current and most up-to-date address. So once again, we'll send that data set to the demographer. She will send it back to us, and then we will look and see what school the students are supposed to be at under the rezoning.
Parents can apply for transfers from February through spring break. More information is online at bryanisd.org. The Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit is coming to College Station tomorrow.
It is going to be particularly appropriate because it's Veterans Day, particularly appropriate the location in the Memorial Student Center because it is in the Veterans Lounge, and that's right down the hallway from the Hall of Honor where Texas A&M recognizes all of its Congressional Medal of Honor winners.
Steve Aldrich says this preview exhibit is open through December 18th in the MSC, and a full exhibit will open next summer. More information is online at aggiesgotowar.org. And a former employee of a College Station technology company who was arrested earlier this year for stealing more than $50,000 from his former employer has completed a plea agreement. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 34-year-old Suvranil Basu pleaded guilty to a Class A misdemeanor theft. At the time of the plea, Basu paid $35,000 restitution and was ordered to serve 30 days in the county jail. Prosecutors say Basu spent a total of 14 days in jail before he was released at 3 o'clock yesterday morning. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 59 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll take one more look at news at 8:30 this morning, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hear that? No? It's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, or online at TomLight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979, dealer discount, 8909, select Chevy bonus tag, plus DTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
810, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Mixture of clouds and sunshine out there for today. High temperature this afternoon around 70. Tonight, a few scattered clouds this evening, then becoming clear, cool, low 50s overnight. Sun and clouds on Friday, and about 70 to 75. A few clouds and mid-50s on Friday night, and temperatures right around 75 degrees on Saturday with partly sunny skies. This is meteorologist Gary Bass, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:11 this morning. We're talking Ronald McDonald House Charities, and this is a special hour. Tom Turbyville's out at the Med. Special hour this hour, Tom.
It is indeed, and thanks to our friends over at Memorial Funeral Chapel. You know, our friend, speaking of friends, Jody Hoyak, recently retired as heading up Memorial Funeral Chapel. They've been around serving families since 1959. And they're the sponsor for this hour for Ronald McDonald House Charities, our Radiothon, Cares for Kids. And, you know, they're not just doing it just to get their name out there. They're doing it to help us raise money for Ronald McDonald House Charities, Scott, because they are going to match every donation donated this hour up to $1,500. So you call in, you donate $15 a month, that becomes $30. You donate $200, that becomes $400. It's as easy as that, thanks to our sponsor, Memorial Funeral Chapels. And they're obviously proud to be a part of Ronald McDonald House Charity. So that's a great thing. So if you're going to give this hour, because it doubles up thanks to Memorial Funeral Chapel.
Yep, we thank them for doing that. 812, and again, it's just a phone call away. So,
I don't think I gave the number.
Let's give the number, Tom.
877-335-KIDS. 877-335-KIDS. And remember, if you're stopped at a stoplight, you can call us
then. Yes.
Even on your little phone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Stopped at a stoplight, so you can call us then. So there you go.
And there is also a link on our website at WTAW.com where you can also click to donate online if that's easier for you.
That's easier and much, and maybe faster. Because, if the light could be changing, and after all, we need to make sure that we're okay with that.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
So, just to make us all feel better, travel companies are already trying to get U.S. Americans to leave the country before Donald takes over.
Bah.
Airlines, hotels, travel sites, they want you to come back, but they're Americans may be depressed. So, if you're depressed, they're offering discounts on vacations and flights starting today.
They just want your money.
You're right. Budget provider Spirit Airlines emailed customers to promote 75% discounts on flights to Canada.
Spirit, though, of all people? They should have 75% discounts all the time.
Yeah, they probably should. All right, so Major League Baseball moving away from the longtime tradition of donating the wrong winter merchandise to other countries. You know, you've heard about that.
Yeah,
somewhere,
right.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere, someplace, there were Houston Astro World Championship T-shirts.
Mm. Right, and those Cubs lose T-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're saying that they're going to do away with that. All licensed items that call the Cleveland Indians the 2016 World Champions must be handed over by retailers in order to destroy the products after the Cubs' victory.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
See how that works out for you.
Someone's keeping it and selling it on eBay in 20 years.
Since 2005, Major League Baseball has officially worked with World Vision, which is a charity that donates gear to needy countries. But now the league has changed gears, so to speak, see what I did there, to protect the team from inaccurate merchandise being available in the general marketplace. Now,
wow, there's those "We Broke the Glass Ceiling" T-shirts that are going out.
Yeah, and those "Trump's a Loser" T-shirt. Oh, well, no, those will still sell. But yeah. I mean, in all honesty, those end up going to, in World Vision, those are people in third world countries who don't have clean clothes to wear. They don't know what they say, and
they don't care.
It serves a real purpose.
It does.
And then what are they going to do with these shirts after that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're going to, what do you do with an old T-shirt?
Yeah,
you wash your car with it.
Yeah, unless you can recycle it into other clothes.
How do you do that, though, see?
I don't know,
because it's painted fabric.
Right,
and,
true.
The fabric's still the fabric.
You frame it as an homage to what could have been.
That's it. Well, or you could shred it up and make it the heads of mops. That might
yeah,
work.
That works. Yeah.
All right, fresh turkey.
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Tom.
Mr. Downs is not going to walk into your office right now.
Oh, is he there?
Because he's in my studio.
Did he bring you donuts?
No, but he's taking some of my food here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to turn him. Look, there's Mr. Downs.
The cinnamon rolls are over here.
Yes. Right.
Wow.
And the kolache.
Wow.
I understand your question, though, Scott, because at this point I can't tell if Mr. Downs is the boss or the donut delivery guy.
Yeah. So now.
I brought donuts yesterday.
He did.
Those were some lousy-looking donuts, by the way.
I knew you happy little snowflakes up there needed a little encouragement, perhaps a little sugar shock to get going. And besides, they were having a sale on Chelsea's kale donuts. So that was good.
Couldn't miss it.
I missed it. Someone else took it.
What?
Oh. Drat.
Gotta hate that. But that's
another,
okay.
Another healthy person.
Now let's see, Chelsea or Brad, who's out there this morning at 9?
I will. Oh, well, we're going to leave Tom out there for a little bit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I'll be joining Tom.
Yeah.
I'll be joining Tom around 11.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'll be out there about 2.
Okay. Now, Tom,
at what time are you coming back out, Scott?
I'll be out there in a little while. If you'll take the pastries and wrap them up in a bag and keep them airtight, because Chelsea really hates when those cinnamon rolls get stale. So.
I'm getting lunch. I placed a lunch order.
Hey,
so
not bad.
I'm looking
not
forward
bad
to
at
that.
All.
Yes. Is it? Let me guess. Salmon and kale.
No. Oh my God.
Sea bass and
you
kale.
You eat one healthy thing around here, and you can't live it
and
down.
It's all kale all the time.
That take it off your shoes. You just can't get away from
hey,
it.
Hey, my shoes were off when Congressman Bill Flores walked into my studio.
Oh, very nice. Oh, well. Very nice.
He still gave me a hug and a Starbucks. Okay.
There you go. Everything's all right. Okay. All right. So yes, Mr. Downs.
No. I just wanted to come by and check on things. You
yes,
know,
good.
Doing that managerial thing.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Check on stuff.
Here, give the phone number, Mr. Downs.
That phone number is 877-335-KIDS.
Yeah.
Grief, how much did that cost us to get our own phone number? What's that?
So now, have you talked to any folks in Arkansas since
What are those names down at the bottom? Are those people who have contributed?
Those are people who have contributed.
Ooh.
Who have contributed? You got names? No, you have an Apple logo on the screen. You need to set that.
I was going to say, can
you read those?
Yeah. Yeah. LaShonda Browder contributed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lauren Catalina. I know Lauren.
Yeah.
Very cool.
$15 a month thing.
Awesome.
And Alexander Castillo. And if this thing went faster, I would be talking faster.
That's okay. Well, but we can remind them.
Victoria Contreras did.
That this is a power hour.
This
is. It is a power hour. Yep. Memorial Funeral Chapel. You know that $15 that Lauren gave?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's 30.
That's
because
it.
Thanks to Memorial Funeral Chapels in Bryan College Station.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well,
Jody Hoyak is still working for us, even though he's retired.
There
right?
you are.
I love it when we do these radiothons because it really, like, our community is fantastic when it comes to helping people out and everything. It's just, it's makes my heart feel good,
yep,
you know?
It does. It's kind of fun to do that. And so anyhow, that's just a phone call away if you want to do part of that.
That's right. And do it this hour, power hour. Everything doubles.
It all doubles.
All right,
up to $1,500. So. Like Scott, he just donated $1,500.
Right.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Your contributions are 50% off right now.
That's it. I like that.
That's right. That's right. So are cinnamon rolls, too.
I'm jumping right in just a minute, but it's so hard to talk with a raisin in your teeth.
All right.
It's hard to look at you with a raisin in your teeth.
That's exactly right. So now, I mean, we're here listening to you guys just eat, you know? And I mean...
Yeah, it's not bad.
We don't have any of that going on here.
This side of that magic wire that runs to the transmitter, this is all right.
Yeah,
like you've never gotten free food.
Well, I know. Yet. Well, no, that's okay. But we've got our food song this morning again.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky.
It's raining tacos.
No need to ask why.
No need to ask.
Just open your mouth and close your eyes.
Yeah.
No.
It's raining tacos.
All right.
I don't know if I'd close my eyes, because then you kind of get hit in the face with a taco.
Well, and again, if they're hard-shell tacos, that wouldn't be very much fun. You know, the soft-shell tacos would be okay. But,
well, and it's hard to catch a whole taco in your mouth. Maybe they're mini tacos.
Another country song.
It's raining mini tacos.
I like to see my food. That's just me, maybe. Make sure there's nothing on it I don't want.
Well, it's coming out of the sky, Brad.
That's true.
It'll be okay, but nonetheless. And the thing is, though, if you don't get it all, then the spillage...
Yeah.
Be a problem.
And then what if there's sauce on the taco? Yeah. Then it starts getting real messy.
You guys saying that typically food that comes from the sky is just okay?
Yes.
Like, you don't have to worry about it. It's coming from
totally
the sky.
It's totally fine.
Yeah. I was doing so good until I considered they might have been dropped by birds.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction
That's a conversation.
And been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Here goes 820, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Rebecca Bainey is the head of Neutral Posture, who's the sponsor for Power Hour coming up later on today. You know, they were really, Tom, one of the driving forces when it came to advancing what the Ronald McDonald Charities had started here in Bryan-College Station.
Indeed, they were. They came in, for years, actually. They knew the benefits of Ronald McDonald House Charities, and they said, we need to expand. We need to expand into the Brazos Valley. And sure enough, they did.
They did. And here's what they had to say about it.
We're here with Rebecca Bainick from Neutral Posture. I know you have a long story when it comes to Ronald McDonald House Charity, so I'm just going to let you tell it. How did this whole thing come to pass?
Well, the reason that we got involved with this to begin with is in 1991, I got really sick when I was pregnant with my son, Ryan. And they took me to Temple to have him because at that time we didn't even have a neonatal intensive care unit in Bryan-College Station. And so he was born in Temple. He was 8 weeks early. He weighed 2 pounds and 10 ounces, and he had to stay in Temple for 3 weeks. And during that time, we got to spend one night in the Ronald McDonald House. It was so full all the time that we only got to stay there one night. But that one night made such an impression on our family, because it really gave us an opportunity to be somewhere and to have other people around us that understood what we were going through, and to not have to worry about where we were going to lay our heads that night and what we were going to eat. And so all of these years, we've just been waiting for the need to be in our community. And when the third hospital started going up, my husband Bobby is the one who kind of spearheaded all of this to begin with. He said, it's time. It's time for us to bring the Ronald McDonald House Charities, all of the services, to Bryan-College Station. And so we started this project in October of 2012. So we're 4 years in.
Wow.
The Ronald McDonald House Charity Organization is a global organization. So they have some rules and regulations you have to go through in order to get a site set up. And so originally we were partnered with Temple, but Temple wasn't big enough to handle the expansion. And so we were then joined with the Austin organization. And Austin was so excited about bringing the services to Bryan-College Station that they actually changed their name.
Yes.
From Ronald McDonald House Charities of Austin to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Texas. They wanted to really encompass all of our community and all of our counties and make sure that everybody here understood that the money that we raise here is supporting our services here in Bryan-College Station.
Now, you mentioned that the need was finally at the point where we really had to have this ability to keep families close to the children that are receiving medical care. Is it surprising to see how much these services have been utilized in just a year? Because, I mean, in just a year, you've got the family rooms are already packed, the Happy Wheels carts are a phenomenal success. I mean, I've really been amazed at the amount of need that was there that I wasn't aware of.
Well, one of the things we had to do for the global offices was actually do a medical feasibility study. And so that study actually showed that we had enough need in our community to actually build a house. We had enough need for a 10 to 12 bedroom house, but we really didn't have enough knowledge in the community to fund that kind of a project. That's a pretty big project to build a house like that. And so we decided to take a step back and not go straight for the house, but to start with the family rooms. And when we did the first family room, we announced it on a Tuesday, and this is the one at CHI St. Joseph's. We announced on a Tuesday that we were going to open the one at their hospital and had it fully funded by Friday of that week.
That's amazing.
And so the overwhelming support that we got from a financial standpoint has just been incredible. We now have a contract with the College Station Medical Center, and that family room was actually funded before we even got the contract signed with them. So we feel really good about where we are, and the one at CHI St. Joseph's has stayed 100% full for months. So we are able to now prove to the community that there is this need. And we think as we grow and people in the community learn more about what Ronald McDonald House Charities does, we'll be to the point in a couple of years that we will be able to build the house.
Now, you mentioned that the organization's been really, really blessed. A lot of people have stepped up and contributed. We've had a lot of listeners calling in and contributing. Why is it so important that someone stop what they're doing right now and continue to contribute to this organization? Like, what's the need for them to keep giving money?
Well, what happens with the family rooms and with the Happy Wheels carts, the Happy Wheels carts are in the hospitals, all three hospitals right now, and they walk around with the carts and give out toys and toiletries and snacks to the families that are waiting with sick children or to the sick children in their rooms, and that costs money. The family rooms also need to be refreshed and refurbished. We supply snacks and things like that in the family rooms. So there's cost all the time. We also have another program called Healing Hearts. And Healing Hearts helps us to help families with bereavement cost. There's nothing worse than losing a child. But losing a child and then not being able to pay to take care of that service is just something that's unfathomable to me. And so Healing Hearts is another one of the programs that we offer here in Bryan-College Station. So there's always a need for more money. And even if it's $5 a month, $10 a month, that's what we're looking for, is to get more people involved and more people volunteering to help and support these families. Because when you have a sick child, there's nothing more important than your child, and you don't want to have to think about all the rest of this stuff.
And that's the idea, is $15 a month, which is a fairly easy amount of money. All of that money goes to Ronald McDonald House Charities. And like we're mentioning, those are all the programs that get funded from this. 1-877-335-KIDS. It's 1-877-335-5437 is the phone number to call right now. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. We are so happy to have the services here, and we're so blessed that our community is so giving.
And remember, this hour is a Memorial Funeral Chapel Power Hour. They are matching what you do right now when you call 877-335-KIDS, 877-335-5437.
WTAW News Time is 827. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Reedfields Meats and Deli, with healthy choices and the best prices in town. Open weekdays 8 until 6 and Saturdays 8 until 4. You can always call your order in 822-1594. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A milestone will be celebrated this morning by the College Station School District's Educational Foundation. The foundation's grant patrol will be on the streets for the 17th time, awarding teachers at all CSISD campuses. Executive Director Teresa Benden says this brings the total amount of grants to more than $1 million.
It took us 14 years to hit $500,000 that we did in 12, and now it only took us 4 years to double it. Once you get on a good train and you keep going, we hope to beat some of these records in even quicker amount of time. So we're very blessed and very excited to have so much support from our community.
Three busloads of students, administrators, board members, and other supporters will be handing out 52 grants, totaling more than $141,000. This week's Bryan School Board meeting included the first of what administrators say will be several updates leading up to the start of the district's new 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools next year. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibarra says teachers will know before the holiday break where they will be assigned.
That's a moment a lot of them need. you know, that as they move into the spring, they want to know where they're going in 17, 18. And we want to be early communicating that to our teachers, because there is the option for a teacher to apply for a teaching transfer. So they might elect to remain at an elementary school and apply to have a transfer.
Interim Superintendent Tim Roeke says all teachers, not just those affected by realignment, will not lose eligibility for bonus pay if they change campuses next year. Parents and students will be notified in late January or early February. That will be followed by a period of transfer requests, which will be accepted through spring break. More information is online at brianisd.org. The fall meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents is today in College Station.
One of three items to be discussed by regents behind closed doors affecting the flagship campus is allowing the president to negotiate a new contract with head track coach Pat Henry. Also in executive session, the regents will consider leasing up to 95,000 square feet of office and warehouse space in North Bryan. The location's the North Point Business Park on Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Highway 6. Regents are also supposed to consider unspecified changes in its contract with the system's third-party operator of Easterwood Airport. In open session, the regents will consider a resolution honoring the director of the A&M Transportation Institute, Dennis Christensen, for 45 years of service. There are also six building projects at the flagship campus with a combined value of $238 million. Almost half, $108 million, is the Health Science Center's second medical research and education building. And there's an $86 million building that would conduct research on infectious agents and diseases in plants, animals, and humans. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Punishment has been completed by a former College Station resident who was arrested last April for stealing $50,000 from a former employer. 34-year-old Souvenil Basu pleaded guilty to a Class A misdemeanor theft. That's after his former employer notified police that an internal audit revealed fraudulent travel and expense reports that were made between April and December of last year. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Basu paid $35,000 restitution at the time of the plea. He was also ordered to serve 30 days in the county jail. But according to prosecutors, Basu was released at 3 o'clock yesterday morning after serving a total of 14 days. Texas Aggies Go to War is an exhibit highlighting five Aggies who fought in and around Belgium during the Battle of the Bulge. This Veterans Day, a preview exhibit is opening at the Memorial Student Center. Steve Aldrich says it will open for 5 weeks to coincide with an economic development mission coming to College Station from Belgium in December.
We wanted to have something over here to recreate the exhibit over there, and also have something where we could celebrate together on this side of the pond.
The exhibit is open through December 18th at the Veterans Lounge of the MSC, and the full exhibit will open in the Start Galleries next summer. WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 58 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Reedfields Meats and Deli. I'll have more news, or Bill Oliver will have more news for you today at noon. You can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Reedfield Meats and Deli has been your game day headquarters for over 56 years. Whether you're tailgating for two or 200, shop Reedfield Meats on Texas Avenue in Bryan. Bacon wrapped filet mignon, smoked applewood bacon, meat kebabs, seasoned and marinated meats, bacon wrapped specialties, fresh muffaletta sandwiches, and in-store made Italian sausage are just the highlights. Don't forget Reedfield's spectacular party trays for game day gatherings. Award-winning Reedfield Meats and Deli. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays till 4. Sioux Falls Prater's selection of John Deere round balers maximize uptime and minimize operation costs, so you're able to do more for less. Right now, get a John Deere round baler at 0% interest for 48 months. John Deere balers are made with the strongest and most durable internal components. They also feature an adjustable hitch, a BaleTrack Pro Monitor controller, and a MegaWide Plus pickup with MegaTough pickup teeth. So stop by today or view our inventory at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 28, 2016. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Good morning, it's 8:33. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High temperature today, probably about 69 degrees. We'll be somewhere between that and 74, 75 all the way through Tuesday of next week. Lots of sunshine out there. Lows will be in the upper 50s. Right now we've got northeasterly winds at 7 miles an hour. It's the Power Hour. It's brought to you by Memorial Funeral Chapel. They're matching everything that's donated this hour up to $1,500, and so that's kind of a neat deal. And Tom Turbyville's at the Med right now.
Indeed, Scott, and for those who are just getting in their cars and finding out what we are doing today, we are here to help out Ronald McDonald Charities and what they do in the Brazos Valley, specifically in the Brazos Valley. And one thing that they're going to be doing over the next year is developing a Ronald McDonald House Charities family room right here at the Med in College Station. Very, very exciting. In January, they're going to start busting out walls, and by the spring of next year, there will be a, what's a square foot? It's something like about 900, 1,000 square foot family room that's going to be right here at the Med. And we're visiting with Sherry Welch. Sherry is the chief nursing officer here at the Med. She's been here for 15 years, and Sherry, I'm just going to ask you to get right to it. When you think about this new facility that's coming to the Med in the spring of next year, how do you think that it affects what you do, what your nurses do here, as far as keeping families close? Instead of out there in the community and having to drive here to see their loved ones, they're just going to be an elevator ride away from where their loved ones are. That's going to make a big difference for you all, right?
It is, Tom. Thank you. We're very excited. In the past, we've had opportunity, unfortunately, to have to struggle and look in the community for placement, not only for our premature babies, but we've also, because we live in a college town with over 55,000 students, there's been catastrophic things that have happened to students, families from out of town that have been misplaced, obviously, for a period of time while their child is recovering. So this will be enormous to have them close, just be able to shower and do laundry, get meals here, and just be very close to their children while they're probably at a very critical time in their life.
And this is a role that your nurses sometimes undertake. They have to undertake because they're humans. They love these patients, and they have to, besides being a caregiver, they have to also become a lover of these patients. And this, not that that's going to go away, but this is going to take a little bit of that pressure, if you will, off of them, because the families will be so nearby, leaving the nurses to do what they do so well, and that's caretaking, right?
Correct. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk more about that aspect of it. How it will change the nurse's day-to-day job.
So, yes, we do. We take care of not only the patients, but the families while they're here. That's just part of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our social work hat, I guess, if you will, so that we're looking after their well-being while the patient, we're also caring for the patient. So it will free us up to focus on tending to that patient and the patient needs and getting the patients to where they can go home with the family
right
at some point.
And when you all have a, for practicality reasons, when you all have a question for a family member, and now you've got to call them on the phone, try to find them on their cell phone if they have an immediate question that you all need to have. In this instance, there's going to be a family member that you can go right down to and ask or say, come
yes
up, that we've got a question for. That's going to sort of change things a
absolutely
little bit, right?
Absolutely. That's enormous, because we have had occasion when, even though we had contact information, we may not be able to access family members mm-hmm right away for different reasons. And so this will be a great, great asset for us.
These are the things that Ronald McDonald Charities do. 877-335-KIDS. 877-335-KIDS. And Sherry, thank you. Thank you for what not only you do, but obviously the folks under you, the nursing staff here at the Med does to help, not just when this family room comes, but what you all do over the years every single day to help people who really need it. And I want to mention one more time, we keep talking about kids, and this is called Cares for Kids, but the Ronald McDonald Family Room are for families for any kid 21 and under.
Yes, sir.
And I know we talk about premature babies. That was 60% so far this year of who the family rooms have served, but it can be any type of a trauma family of any type of trauma patient up to 21 years old.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. 877-335-5437. That's KIDS. And remember, this is the Memorial Funeral Chapel's Power Hour. Every dollar, every $15, every $200, whatever that you donate, Memorial Funeral Chapel is going to match. So there you go. 877-335-5437 KIDS 5437 is the number on that. Give us a call right now and help Ronald McDonald House Charities, please.
All right, 838. Let's come back into the studio. Kayla's here this morning from City of Bryan. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing
great.
Today, Scott?
You have a guest with you.
We do. Today we brought with us Miss Sandra Willis from our code enforcement office.
Hey, Sandra, how are you?
Good.
Pull that microphone up a little bit closer there. Now, I think we know who you guys are. You're the yard police, right? But no, it is. It's important in that there are all sorts of codes that do need to be enforced because you need to have uniformity within the city wherever possible. You want it to be as attractive as possible as well. But tell us a little bit more about what code enforcement does.
Well, we are focused on the aesthetics, obviously, of our community and basically helping our properties not depreciate in value. So if we keep it looking nice, obviously our properties will not decrease in value. So.
Well, of course, the easy answer is, okay, the grass is too tall. All right, you got that. And you need to cut it. And, you know, they, believe me, the cities give you plenty of opportunity to do it. They're going to warn you two or three times before they do anything that's going to cost you any money. So it's on you, quite honestly. But what are some of the other things that code enforcement needs to, or people need to be aware of that code enforcement might end up getting involved in?
We get involved in junk vehicles, vehicles that are inoperable on private property. Also, we do assist with abandoned vehicles out on the street with the police department. We deal with open storage, any items, household items that normally do not belong outdoors. We address that as well. Parking in the yard is a very common violation that we deal with quite frequently. And we have to educate the public on such. Signs in the right-of-way, that's another
one. Oh, interesting. Well, before we leave that and get into signs of the right-of-way, because that is, we just finished a campaign. But, for instance, if you have a situation where you're going to have a car that's parked illegally for a short period of time, never hurts to let y'all know, right? If there's, you know, this is going to be happening, but I'm getting it out of there in 3 days kind of deal.
Yes, it's good to keep us informed because you don't know who's looking out in your own neighborhood. There yep. are neighbors that are very aware.
Oh, in College Station, I call it narc out your neighbor. So, yeah, there are. You're right. There are some that are very, very active, if you will. But, you know, what you guys and gals do is you're not going to take an action until really you've given people a lot of opportunity to correct whatever the situation
yes.
is.
Yes. There are various ways that we notify you. Knock at the door. We leave you a door notice. We send you notice by mail. We'll even try to reach out by phone if we have that available to you. So definitely, anytime we give you that notification, it's normally a standard anywhere between 7 and 10 days to come into compliance.
Right. Okay, so now, signs of the right-of-way. We just finished a political race, and, you know, sometimes that happens. Oh, did you have any violations of signs in the right-of-way?
There were several.
Okay. You don't have to name names, I'm just saying. but that also has to do with commercial ventures. If you have a business, there are guidelines as to if you wanted to put a short-term sign out, there are certain places you can and can't put those, right?
They are, and we always encourage folks that if you have a question, call us, reach out to us. Also, development services is available to answer those questions through our planning department. So reach out to us. Ask before you do so that you don't get in a situation that may be detrimental to you.
They're not going to do that. You know that. We know that. It's okay. It's okay for you to say that, but we know it's ask for forgiveness, not permission, right? I know. Your job probably is thankful. You probably get people yelling at you from time to time.
Occasionally, you have negative folks, but we try to focus on the positive.
I know you do. All right. If they want some more information, how do they get in touch with code enforcement, the City of Bryan?
You can reach us at 979-209-5900, or you can reach out through pwcc@bryantx.gov, which is our public works dispatch website.
Okay, very good. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
What else you got for us?
Well, of course, you know, first and foremost, this Friday is Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition, it's also a football Friday because we have the A&M home game this weekend.
Sure.
So remember, we have our free live concert in downtown Bryan at Palace Theater. This weekend, we have Edison Chair there live. So in addition, if you're going to the game on Saturday, remember, we have our downtown shuttle, free parking and free shuttle service to and from the game.
It is the best deal because, again, you're headed north when everybody else is headed south. And you end up in downtown Bryan.
My family and I rode it last weekend, the last home game, and it was extremely simple.
It is.
I highly recommend it.
All right, very good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis. Recently, I had a young couple come to my office, and they had a new baby, and they did not have an up-to-date will. They needed this, and this was the greatest gift that the husband could provide for his wife. And so if you do not have a current will or you need one updated, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in Brazos County.
779-7200 or familyandestatelaw.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW is 8:44. This would probably, go at the end of the show, like this date in history. But there are some pretty cool things that happened on this date. This is kind of
Let's
anniversary.
Let's talk about it.
First is Semper Fi.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
241 years ago, the U.S. Marine Corps was formed.
Mm-hmm. Hooyah.
Louis was a Marine.
Yeah, he was.
I know.
Still
they don't
just
talk
shocks
about it.
Me yeah. every time I hear it.
I know. The Marine Corps doesn't talk about that.
That they don't, yeah. Packard displayed the first air-conditioned cars in 1939.
Wow.
I mean,
boy.
That, can you imagine? I don't
a lot
even
of sweating going on before then.
Yeah.
If you think about that, that kind of technology, that's pretty amazing stuff to have had in 1939 to be able to. I mean, I guess you had that big old compressor and you had to put the Freon in it and all that sort of stuff. So.
Yeah, you just put it in the window on the passenger side.
Pour it in the backseat.
Roll up the window. Yeah, but it'd keep falling out.
But you plug it in the cigarette lighter.
Turns out we got to put this Freon in here.
Yeah,
just
right,
pour it anyway.
Exactly. As we mentioned, direct dial telephone service beginning so that you didn't actually have to have an operator involved in that. Sesame Street, we mentioned that. If you've heard the song The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald,
yes,
it really did happen.
Song. Yes, I know.
And it was on this date in 1975 that the Edmund Fitzgerald did go down in Lake Superior.
Yeah. My mind went blank. Who sang that song?
That was Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot, of course. Yes.
Sony announced the development of this handheld, lightweight, portable tape cassette recorder player. With headphones.
What?
Oh, yeah. That you can actually walk around wearing headphones. It's called
Portable.
The Walkman, 1979. Wow. 1979, that happened. And Microsoft unleashed.
Which is neither.
That's right. unleashed their operating system on an unsuspecting public back in 1983.
How'd that work out?
Well, I don't know. I think it made a lot of money for that Bill Gates guy.
Yeah, we're still waiting
that's
for the
right.
numbers to come in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and you know what? And we don't get any of it. So,
yeah.
We just get
who
to
gives
pay
away
for it.
A lot of that money?
Though, oh, he does. No. That's fine.
But we don't get any of it, regardless of what Facebook says.
Yeah, I mean that's a nice thing and all that kind of stuff. But nonetheless. So anyhow, Tom is at the Med.
Yes, Tom is at the Med. We've been here all morning. We'll be here all day. This is the Cares for Kids Radiothon to benefit Ronald McDonald House Charities. And we just had the chief of nursing on and just really want folks to call in and donate because you've still got about 14 minutes now to take advantage of Memorial Funeral Chapel's double your donation.
Yeah.
You donate 15, they'll make it 30, and you know how that multiplication works. So do that in the next 14 minutes, and you're good to go. It's Ronald McDonald House Charities.
Yeah, the LeBlanc family tells us how Ronald McDonald House Charities helped them through their new baby's battle with jaundice.
When we were discharged from labor and delivery, our baby was jaundiced, and a couple of days later, we had his jaundice level rechecked, and it was high, and so our doctor sent us immediately to St. Joseph's.
I'm so confused.
It was very stressful having a four-day-old baby that was needing to go back to the hospital and not knowing what was going to happen, or and so his level was high, so he needed more phototherapy. Somehow I ended up here. Needed to be in the hospital for another day or two to get better, basically. It's not very fun because you have to leave your baby underneath the lights, and you can't take them out for very long because they need as much light therapy as possible. So he had done phototherapy at the Med after labor and delivery and had gotten better, but not all the way. And so when we went to St. Joseph's, we had a very high level. We needed to get that reduced, but they don't know how long it's going to take to reduce. And so basically they just keep checking that level until it comes down to what's normal or what's acceptable to go home, basically. So when we got to St. Joseph's, it was in the pediatric unit, and we weren't sure if they were going to let us stay in the room, if they were going to be offering anything for us. So there's a hospital bed, and then there's a very uncomfortable vinyl couch. And so, you know, mom's on one and dad's on the other. It's not comfortable at all. I actually work at United Way, and Katie Scott is in our office. She has an office there for Ronald McDonald House. And so I know her very well. And as soon as we got the call from the doctor, I texted her and said, hey, we don't know the situation. We don't know if we're going to be able to stay, but we know that the room is there. And so can we see if it's available? Can we have access to that? In case we can't stay in the room with our baby, we at least want to be within, you know, 30, 40 feet of him and not having to go back and forth from home. So the room is fabulous. It really is. It is truly a home away from home. It looks like a little mini apartment and has a full kitchen and basically everything that you could want. Because the Ronald McDonald House family room is so important to so many families, even though those families may have access, you know, we do live relatively close, it's just important to provide that opportunity for families to have a reprieve when they're going through something like this or something way worse. Donors should feel pride in the fact that they're offering that to families, that there is a place that a family can go and get away and take a little bit of the stress off of whatever they're dealing with their child. I know you see me. I know
you hear me, Lord. The number is 877-335-KIDS, 877-335-5437.
Samsung's next smartphone, the Galaxy S8, will be released sometime next spring. But what has to happen before customers trust Samsung again? Kim Komando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. 10 days ago, Samsung's CEO began a blame game, blaming literally everyone but himself. He asked his employees if the fires were caused by their complacency. Then yesterday, Samsung purchased full-page newspaper ads across America, apologizing for the fires and promising to do, and I'm quoting now, whatever it takes to earn your business back. I began wondering, what exactly will it take to win back consumer confidence? Now, I don't know about you, but blaming the employees and then begging for America's forgiveness isn't a great start. The Galaxy Note 7 sold for around $900. That's a lot of money. The Galaxy S8 will sell for about the same. So whenever it's released, it better be nothing less than incredible. Get all your breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas
from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-5500.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Good morning, the Infomaniacs plus Tom and 695-1620, and that's who we are. You could text us, too, at 979-695-1620. And, Chelsea, one of the things that you're doing is, as we have the radiothon going on, in just a few more minutes, this is the last few minutes of the Memorial Funeral Chapel Power Hour, which means they're matching what you call into right now. But you're going to be posting montages and interviews out on social media, right?
I am. So you've heard quite a few this morning that we've played. Obviously, throughout the day, we won't get quite as much free time to play those. So I will be posting those on our website in the interviews tab on WTAW.com. And we'll be linking those through our Twitter and Facebook. So keep an eye there as well.
Hello.
Yes.
That's
How much do you need to maximize that $1,500?
Well, they're going to do, how much do we still have till we get to $1,500? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Do we know that number right now? We do not know that number.
Any donation up to... any donation up to $1,500.
Yeah, you are on the radio. Do you not want to be on the radio? Do you want to hold on?
Yes.
All right. Okay. That's all right. That sounds like an important call.
Yeah. Any donation up to $1,500.
Okay. All right. Right,
individually, so. Will be matched. So $1,500 becomes $3,000.
Okay. So anybody, caller, if you're listening and you're on hold, you can hear us. You can go up to $1,500, and Memorial Funeral Chapel will double that. They'll match that. So if you want to do that, hang on, or you can call them directly if you want to, which is probably the best thing to do, because I don't know how to write all that stuff down and get it properly done. So you need to call the number that we have, which is 877-335-5437, or you can hold on. I'll be able to talk to you in about 3.5 minutes when we're done here. Tom will be out there. By the way, here's an answer to a question that people have asked before: the percentage of people worldwide who are gingers.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
2%.
Or gingers?
Only 2%?
I know. I thought
I feel
it would
like
be
they're
more.
All over the place.
I know so many.
Well, they're just saying. But that's
just because you notice them.
Well, but think about it. Think about how many Asians or people who have darker skin in Asia. I mean, when you take India,
right,
you China, that entire area over there, there are no gingers over there. None. None. Like, when was the last time you saw...
Real gingers.
No, we're talking about the real thing.
They're mainly here in Scotland.
That's it. Tom, this will make you feel good.
I'm Googling ginger, so I didn't need to ask.
That's right. All right. In life, there are people who run marathons for fun, and people would rather die than do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Experts are starting to think that the difference has something to do with genetics. When researchers at the University of Georgia looked at 3,000 adult exercise habits and observed their brain's response to exercise, they found that people who have trouble sticking to an exercise routine, or who don't even bother to, have a genetic variation that affects the way their brain cells bind with dopamine, which is that thing that makes you feel good, okay? So because your body is supposed to reward you for exercising by releasing dopamine, thus making your extra efforts seem more worthwhile. The results suggest that people who don't experience that high, that runner's high, they're not going to do it, okay? It's kind of like, what's in it for me?
So, exactly.
If you don't want to exercise, it's not your fault.
I love it how we always tell people stuff like that.
I know. Well, just remember that. It makes you feel better. The Big Bang Theory is on tonight. That'll be on at 7 o'clock tonight. And Grey's Anatomy is on tonight at
Ooh-hoo,
7 o'clock. Yeah.
And How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yeah. You like that one, don't
yep,
you?
Yep.
Yeah, I know you do. And by the way, I'm just letting you know ahead of time, if you want to celebrate tomorrow, it's Origami Day.
All right.
Origami Day?
Origami
so
Day.
So we all eat origamis or what?
Fried.
Fried origami.
Fried origami.
Oh, those are expensive.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, right. Coming to Arby's. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
We have the meats.
We're going to have venison origami. Origami, of course, is folding paper. All right, so good. Listen,
there you go.
We're going to be out at the Med. Tom's going to be out there for a little while longer, and then Chelsea and Brad will be out there later on today. It all has to do with the Ronald McDonald House Charities and what they're doing here in Bryan College Station now and what they're going to be doing in the future. And if you want, I think you're in a little glass box there, aren't you?
I am in a glass box, but they raised the blinds so I can see
nice.
Out now.
Oh,
that's right.
I think they were waiting for one of the other two to get there before they raised the blinds.
Right.
It was a sad mistake that they raised the blinds while you were there.
You can feed me, but don't knock on the windows because it gets...
Feed me, but don't bother the animals.
Don't knock on the windows. No, exactly. It confuses him.
Yeah, it really will. Anyway,
right.
So we'll be continuing.
I feel like I'm in the butterfly museum.
Yeah,
here.
We'll be continuing that. All right, thanks, Tom. It's 9 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station, Brian.